Welcome to the Uptown Community Podcast, where we see what we can learn, who we can get to know, and if we can understand our neighborhood a little bit more. This is recorded straight into the computer, so hopefully I have everything I need to say here. That this is a Preston Bradley recording, and that is one of the people that foreshadowed this whole project in the Preston Bradley Center on Lawrence Avenue. This episode contains a recording from Preston Bradley, and this message was originally digitized by Meadville Lombard and is available on the Illinois Digital Archives. I hope in the future to have an in-person interview with another person before the end of the month and use another trick that will hopefully work out. And hopefully that'll be available before the end of August. I am interested to see what this message, what commentary I came up with this message. Because I think it is an interesting message that I hope to revisit in the future and include some of those recordings that I do want to include in the future as I move forward. But for now, I am just recording off the hip, and we'll see what this recording will bring us. Welcome to the Uptown Community Podcast. I am Ben. This is a podcast where we talk to people in the neighborhood. But instead of somebody to talk to, I am going through an archive of Preston Bradley. I am recording out of the studio that he recorded out of, and so it is appropriate to go through some of his messages. He would release these 5-minute messages daily, or twice daily, I think. Instead of talking to somebody today, I'm approaching messages from Preston Bradley with the same method as having conversations with people. My approach is influenced by education and a structure that I can kind of use as a crutch. I'm not your average shock jock, and I need a little bit of structure to help me fully connect and contribute as much as I can. I would like the structure to become apparent, so we're just going to launch into one of Preston Bradley's recording and progress through the levels of understanding of the wisdom that the great doctor had to offer here in Uptown in years past. Here we go.
Somewhere in the long ago eons of time, man became man. He looked out into a universe. He looked over his shoulder, saw his shadow. That was the beginning of religion. And from that time until this hour, in the millions and millions of years which have passed, as the evolutionary processes of creativeness have ever inspired man on into his quest of the unknown, wonder has been basically a part of his nature. Why do men climb mountains? Well, the old reason has been given by a mountaineer, because there are mountains there. And the mystery and wonder of what a world looks like, not from the air, but from a mountain peak, settles as a motivation into the struggle of man. What is the beyond, beyond the beyond?
Besides the wondering of what the beyond, beyond the beyond is, the basic level of understanding is a look at what Preston Bradley is talking about. He mentions mountains and shadows. The shadow, he says, is an inspiration for religion. I'm not sure if that's because the sun is just a mystic power of the cosmos, or if the shadow was not totally understood at that time. When we are at this basic level of understanding, we're not focusing on people and who they are, but we're looking at text or a message and what is being said and what basic things are being talked about. So before we go into some of the nuanced understandings, we can just start with those images of the mountains and the shadow.
That quest is as natural to the human mind as the desire for food or raiment, the penetration of the unknown. You and I shared, due to the miracle of television, the actual scene of a man for the first time in the history of our nation entering into outer space. Those responsible for that space experiment dared to gamble with failure. But the experiment was successful. Now we are penetrating outer space more than we had anticipated in our quest. And we are finding some of the answers, not all, not many, but we are finding some of the answers of the cosmos of which we are a part. Now, dare we take another chance? Dare we stop our bickering and fighting and agonizing over our religious differences or our dogmatic distinctions, and instead send out to the whole wild, wide world, tortured, twisted, disturbed, upside down, frantic world, the things which you and I believe in and love, respect for each other's religion, honoring each other's race, while working out these difficult, intricate inner problems of economics and government, the last thing we need is the hate monger and the troublemaker in this land of ours. They do more harm to the future of democracy and the cause of peace than almost any other influence in our society.
When I have conversations with other people, the level of understanding, which is after talking about who you are, is looking at the different components of who that person is in their various things that they do. And so I usually talk about the roles that people have, but when we're looking at a text or a message, we can start to recognize the components of what we're talking about. And what Preston Radley seems to be getting at is that there are these kind of romantic ideas of exploring the unknown, what's on the other side of the mountain, or what's in space beyond the beyond. And that curiosity is something that all humans have and share and binds us together. Instead of focusing on the differences that a fearmonger might exploit in order to say what we're in danger of is being different.
Now that we have gambled with space, let us make the greatest gamble of all. Let us practice brotherhood in our own block. Let us live in it, in our own village. Let us make it a reality within the circumference and the periphery of our own life. You want to strike the greatest blow for freedom? Strike it where you live, in your own city, in your own block. Show the world that we mean it. Then our phrases, brotherhood of man and world peace, will not drop like sounding brass or tinkling cymbals on the green-covered tables of world diplomacy? Outer space? Yes. Find the space beyond space. Go to the farthest realm. But be sure when you go, you have learned the art of living together on the earth you know, living together with dignity, with greatness, and with peace. Let's get our values straight. Civilization is not television, but it's what you see on television. Civilization is not the radio or the microphone, which I am facing at this moment, that stares at me here in this studio. Civilization is what you hear on the radio. Civilization is not flying to the moon. Civilization is why fly to the moon.
Now we're at the point where there's more of a deeper understanding. The deeper understanding depends on an individual's perspective. In the most part, it is clear that there is a plea for human decency, but how does it connect to those images of mountains and the frontier of space? My interpretation is that these are metaphors for the continual search of the unknown. Dr. Bradley says again after this to keep our values straight. Again, my perspective is that the values aren't exactly like mine or yours, but that is another aspect of humanity that must be explored. To keep one's values straight is to look beyond the beyond.
Let's get our values straight. Keep looking up.
The last addition to our understandings is the practical application of what we have learned. Keep looking up is the signature of Dr. Bradley, and keep looking up can either be interpreted as looking up to our higher powers, but it can also be a plea for just being positive. But what I'm choosing to focus on is the term keep, which seems to be continuing to search, grow, and reach our potential. And that is what I hope to bring to the neighborhood as we talk to individuals and the neighborhood in general.